Welcome back to Travels with Alicia. In this episode, I'll share my 10 favorite travel destinations. And this is really personal. These are places that you probably won't find on other top 10 lists. I'm going to share why I like these places, and maybe you can determine if they would be a good fit for you as well. So, number one on my favorite destinations is the south of France. What can I say? Paris has nothing on the south of France. Nice is a major city on the beach, but there are amazing small towns such as Cannes and Menton, and even the neighboring country of Monaco. They're all close so they can be visited very easily. So I even got to experience the Grand Prix in Monaco twice, and there's nothing like it. So Monaco is, I think it was like 30 minutes from Nice, and I did not have any tickets in advance. I just showed up and was able to watch the race from a restaurant, but you could buy tickets. So if that's something you're interested in, it's really not very hard to do. So I've been in the south of France 4 times, and I can highly recommend it. I love the rental agency called Pebbles Nice. This is where you can rent apartments, and they're really been modernize. So I've used Vacation Rental by Owner once, but I really like Pebbles Nice better, and they actually have a location there. So if you have any issues or need assistance, they're close by. So the south of France feels like Paris and the Mediterranean all rolled into one. Not only is each town different, but the beaches there are very different. So you'll find that some of the beaches have stones and pebbles, but there are places in the south of France that have gorgeous sand, and they have a completely different feel to them. So you have to figure out what works best for you. My favorite beach club in Nice is Castel Plage. And the beach clubs in the south of France are very gorgeous. Like, they have white tablecloths, and they have walkways that go over the, I think there's a lot of pebbles here, but they have walkways that go over the sand and pebbles to the chairs, and you'll find it's quite a scene. People will be dressed up, and I even have seen women in heels because of these paths. They're able to get to their beach chairs, and it's a lot of fun. So how do you get around? The train actually runs parallel to the shore, so you can easily access in about 20 or 40 minutes, so many towns in both directions, north or south, from Nice. Also, if you're there in the warmer months, and actually it's pretty nice year-round in Nice, but you can take a ferry to Saint-Tropez, and that is so worth it. Being on the water, it took about a little less than 2 hours, but it was absolutely gorgeous. Not only is there the coast, they also have mountains and villages, and I highly recommend the magical town of Aix. So hands down, the south of France is a 5-star destination, and you can do it on any budget. Check out those condos from Pebbles Nice, and I think you'll see that you could do this. So that's for number one. My second favorite place, or my second on my list, is Kefalonia, Greece. And this is a magical island. I first visited this island when my son's godfather allowed our family to stay at his family home in Kefalonia. And it was in the port town called Sami. And this little port town was a perfect place to explore the island. There's a lot of diversity, and it's a large island. It's actually the 6th largest island in Greece. They have the Melissani Caves, and they have gorgeous beaches. They have a town called Fiskardo, and it's lined with beautiful sailboats. It's a favorite destination for, like, Italians and Germans to take sailing trips. They also have great restaurants in that little yachting and sailing town. And one of the original celebrity chefs of Greece had a restaurant here on the water. I'm not sure if it's still there, but Oprah had visited it many years ago, and it's just a place you have to see. But my favorite town in Kefalonia is actually the small town of Assos. It has been listed as one of the most beautiful towns in the world, small towns. So definitely, if you have a chance, I highly recommend Kefalonia, Greece. And if you're there for 2 weeks, there is enough to do every single day if you want to do something different. So I recommend that is my second destination, Kefalonia, Greece. Number three, Bangkok, Thailand. Okay, just like so many others, I am surprised how much I like Bangkok. There is so much to do. There's temples, there's markets, there's amazing food, there's shopping, and luxury is very affordable. You know, there's many hotels and apartments at all price ranges, and street food is just downright inexpensive. Even nice restaurants aren't very expensive, and they're about half price from the U.S. Also, public transportation is very easy to use and readily available, easy to get around. You can also get to amazing islands on inexpensive flights. Bangkok is actually the city with the highest return rate from visitors of any city in the world. So when people go there, they like it so much that it's hard to believe that 50% return. I've been to Phuket, and I would love to go back, but I honestly want to visit other areas of Thailand. Definitely I'll go back to Bangkok, but I would like to visit Chiang Mai and maybe some of the other islands. It's definitely a place in Southeast Asia that's easy to visit for first-time, you know, tourists to Southeast Asia, and I would put that on your list. Number four is Kyoto, Japan. I loved Kyoto, Japan. I mean, there's history and it's modern too in areas. It's like your senses actually explode. Between the Inari Shrine with its beautiful red torii gates to the bamboo forest, there are just so many different places to visit. You can visit the Golden Pavilion and the Nijo Castle. You are just surrounded by beautiful sights. The older areas of Kyoto have stunning architecture and very unique geisha districts. But also, there's so much to do outside of Kyoto. There's wonderful day trips, and I'll just mention two. One is to Nara. This is the town that has deer that actually bow to you when you feed them. And Uji, which is a wonderful little town, and they're known for their matcha, and it was a lot of fun to visit. So when we were in Japan, we did five destinations in Japan, and Kyoto was by far my favorite. My daughter loved Kyoto, but she said if she came back, she would actually stay at that little town Nara, which was a day trip from Kyoto. It was her favorite, and she would pick that as her base. So that was number four. Number five, and I don't think this is going to be on anybody else's list, Hornbæk, Denmark. So this is a little town about 40 minutes outside of Copenhagen on the sea. So we were lucky to find this special place. Our family had an exchange student from Denmark 25 years ago, and we visited him, and he was living in this beautiful town, Hornbæk. We rented a house in June, which is a little bit before their high season. This town was beautiful, and they had lots of rentals. We rented a 5-bedroom house. It had an indoor pool and an outdoor, like, built-in trampoline. We paid, like, I think it was $1,500 for the week for 5 bedrooms. It's absolutely crazy. There were a lot of these houses. They were actually relatively new, and they were in Scandinavian style. But we couldn't believe what a wonderful deal this was. We could ride bikes and walk on a path along the ocean from town to town. So our exchange brother happened to be living in the town of Hornbæk, and it was like a fairy tale. There was green grass and moss growing on the roofs of the houses, and it was just a really picture-perfect place, and it's so close to many other destinations like Copenhagen. So there was also great seafood in Hornbæk. It felt very, I don't know, coming from the U.S., it felt a little bit like Maine. And we even took a boat trip to Sweden. And we have a great memory where our whole family went to a restaurant, and I think we had 9 of us that day, and every single one of us ordered Swedish meatballs. So yes, we are very American, and very sometimes embarrassing, but it was a great experience. We loved it. Hornbæk, Denmark is a place I'd put on your list if you're willing to take that little journey outside of Copenhagen. You won't regret it. So number six, Salamanca, Spain. Salamanca is a university town about 2.5 hours northwest of Madrid. It has a beautiful pink sandstone square lined with great restaurants. So this is not very touristy. There are tourists that go there, of course. Believe me, it's not a complete hidden gem here. People do know about Salamanca, but this is very alive with locals and people at the university. And I don't feel like the prices are very high compared to other towns in Spain. I remember making a reservation at this fantastic restaurant, and it was Valentine's Day, and there was a wait. So we sat and had drinks. And this is a place where, in Salamanca, the tapas are all free when you order a drink. They're also very substantial. Like, you can get a drink, and your tapas is, like, basically like half a piece of lasagna or a sandwich. And so after a couple drinks, we ended up canceling our Valentine's dinner reservation because for 16 euro, we ended up eating and drinking more than anyone should and felt that we needed to call it a night. But this town is so much fun. It's known also for diverse religious culture. You will find mosques, synagogues, Catholic churches, all within walking distance of each other. And the architecture is just amazing everywhere. So I recommend it highly. If you can't get that far from Madrid, there are also a couple other amazing little towns. I would recommend Segovia and Toledo. They're also a little bit closer to Madrid if you're not able to make it all the way to Salamanca. But Salamanca would be my number one choice, and I would love to go back. So number seven is Berlin, Germany. I was in Berlin maybe 10 years ago, but it's always stuck in the back of my mind because it surprised me so much. It was full of history, art, and music. We had so much fun. We went on a bike tour with Fat Tire Tours, and we biked through the amazing parks and to historical sites. We saw things that we never would have found on our own. We saw the site of Hitler's bunker. And it's unmarked because they really don't want to make it a popular tourist attraction. We also visited a concentration camp, and it was so impactful. The food was completely international. Anything you wanted was there. And they even had things we never even got to see, like Museum Island and their famous zoo. I rated it very highly. I know both of my teenage kids at the time loved it. And it's still on my list to return there. So I think it deserves a spot on this top 10 list. So number eight is actually a resort. It's the Four Seasons in Troon North, Scottsdale. This is a place that I visited with my work several times, and I had the opportunity to bring my mother-in-law and my daughter on one of these trips. This is a absolutely fantastic resort. It's actually worth traveling just to go here. The resort smells so good. There's wood-burning fire pits all along the walkways. They have an absolute picture-perfect pool. It's warm, very comfortable big chairs. They even have stations with sunscreen and flavored waters and magazines for you. They walk around bringing you complimentary treats like mini popsicles. Just like most top-notch resorts, they have activities. And most of them are free. So you can go to a chocolate tasting at one point. They have whiskey tastings, tennis clinics, and the hiking is right off the resort. You can walk right to Pikes Peak. Scottsdale is only 15 minutes away. So if you want to go into a town that's full of shops and restaurants, you have that. Also, if you want to really do something active, you can go to the Grand Canyon. The South Rim is only about 3.5 hours away. And halfway, if you're going to Grand Canyon, you could stop in Sedona, which is just known for their gorgeous red rocks. So to me, this is a special place. I thought the scenery was outstanding. They have giant cactus, multicolored deserts. It was so different from me coming from the East Coast. I would definitely say this is a place that if you can go to this place, the Four Seasons, Troon North in Scottsdale, you won't regret it. It is very, very pricey, and I may not get back to it because I did get to do it many times with my work, but I think it deserves a place on this list. So the last two that I'm going to talk about are places that I go over and over and over again, and that makes them a favorite place of mine. And one I've talked about many, many times, but I will put it on this list. It's Playa del Carmen, Mexico. And before people make comments, I have been to other places in Mexico. I've been to at least six other places, and I want to go to even new places in Mexico. But there's something about Playa del Carmen that always has me coming back. All these other places somehow have something missing that for me. So why I like Playa del Carmen, I'll just go through things. Walkability, it's a 10. Can get anywhere. Food, it's a 10. Thousands of restaurants. Accommodations, a 10. There are so many choices of hotels and condos and new places. So it's amazing. Ability to work remotely, a 10. There are, you know, co-working spaces, but they even have like IT support little stores if you need help. Activities, it's a 10. You can get to cenotes. You can get to ruins. You can go scuba diving. You can go snorkeling. Millions of options. Transportation, I'd give it a 10. It's easy to find and easy to get around the whole Yucatan or Riviera Maya. And now with the Mayan train open, it's even better. The ease of getting there, it's a 10 for me because I'm on the East Coast and I can get nonstop flights into Cancun and get to Playa very easy. So that one may be a little different for you, but there's other towns and places to visit. I'd give it a 10. You can go to Tulum. You can go to Puerto Morelos. You can actually go all over the Yucatan. So there's plenty of other places to visit, not just Playa del Carmen. Affordability, I would give it a 9 because there are cheaper places in Mexico and cheaper places in the world, but it is definitely much less expensive than the U.S. Safety, I'd give it a 9. I know some people say, oh, it can't be a 9. I've been there so many times, and there has been a few incidences. But if I think about living close to Philadelphia and the number of incidences we have here in the U.S., I have felt so much safer. I usually use good common sense. So for me, it's a 9. Friendliness of locals and expats, it's a 9. Everyone's very talkative. Everybody just, you know, sharing why they're there, what they're doing. It is a very good way and a good place to meet people. Now, the lowest score for Playa is the beach. I actually give it a 7-8. There's better beaches. I love Isla Mujer, the little island. I think they have the best beach, but it's absolutely fine for my visits. And this is why I put Playa del Carmen on my list of one of the best places to go. And finally, number 10, I'm going to pick a family favorite, Cape May, New Jersey. This is my final favorite place, but I've been visiting it for over 30 years. It's a Victorian beach town. My family has a summer home about 20 minutes away, so I can't remember a time not visiting here. They have a beautiful pedestrian-only street with pubs and restaurants and gift shops. They have an iconic hotel called Congress Hall, and it's a 5-star hotel, and you just feel like you step back into this Victorian era. This beach town is actually open year-round, so even Christmas, is all these beautiful Victorian houses are lit up, and you can do carriage rides. Taylor Swift has been here a few times herself, actually, because her family is not too far away from here. And she's been spotted at the Lobster Pot, which is not really a fancy restaurant, but it's a big, giant seafood place on the water that a lot of big groups and families like going to. But Cape May is known as having very high-quality food. For decades, back when there was Bon Appetit magazine and Gourmet, Cape May was always featured, some of their restaurants. And those restaurants have sustained. Many of them are still in the area. I absolutely love Cape May. I can recommend you spending a week, a long weekend. It is absolutely beautiful. And I just have so many shared memories with my family and friends. And it belongs on this list. Thank you for joining me today on this episode of Travels with Alicia. I hope this provided some destinations that maybe you haven't heard of or maybe aren't on the top 10 list that everyone else is putting out there. Give these some consideration and stay tuned for the next episode of Travels with Alicia.